Welcome to A Presence on Your Journey. My name is Dennis Polselli, and we're actually on location. You might be able to pick up some of the background noise, but we're at a place called Wiggles Kids, which is located at the Swansea Mall in Swansea, Massachusetts. And our guest is the founder of Wiggles Kids, Kim Ferrara. Kim, welcome.
Thank you.
Coach Kim, we call her when we email her. I'd like to begin by having you kind of describe your background and how you got interested in starting this.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Yeah, I got started with the idea of coaching children over 6 years ago when I had little ones of my own. I have three daughters. And when I would take them to their little kid activities, I always seemed to be the mom that was out on the field running around with all the other kids. And those really, really shy children that weren't just ready to come out onto the field with the coach that was teaching the class always seemed to be holding my hand for some reason. So I decided to pursue the career, and I went and got certified as a personal trainer for children. I just kind of kept looking for those great programs. So within each category, I've continued my education. So I'm a master trainer with Drums Alive. I've been certified in therapeutic yoga for children on the autism spectrum and special needs. So kind of within my fitness world, I kind of continue in my education. So that's my background as far as, I guess, what qualifies me beyond being a crazy mom.
So what are the kinds of programs and activities, and actually what's the philosophy behind this?
Sure. Wiggle Kids was founded on the idea that children, and now that we work with adults, that all ages and all abilities can have a great time together getting their exercise in. So we're all about inclusion, but what we like to do is kind of do it reverse. We have set up all our programs so that it's a level playing field no matter what we're doing, so that those that walk in the door that have exceptionalities can have no learning curve, walk right in and participate, and those that are typical, active children with no special needs whatsoever just benefit from how we have things set up. So we just like to make everything inclusive. There's no need to have a special skill. As long as you can laugh and have a good time, we make sure that everybody can do that together.
What kinds of things do you have to do to make it, well, for lack of a better word, say, accessible to children with disabilities?
Sure. Well, you know what, and I'll get back to what you asked about the different programs. So one of the things I kind of skipped over that, and it actually answers both questions. One of the things we do is we choose programs that we know everybody can do well together. And Drums Alive, as I mentioned, is one of those. It's a cardio drumming program. It's a full brain, full body workout. And we use big stability balls on stands with drumsticks. And it has a level for everybody. We have Bambini beats, kids beats, golden beats, right up through what we now are doing ability beats for those with special needs. So we just teach it a little differently for every population, and everybody can participate.
What made you choose a mall?
I know, kind of strange, isn't it? You know, opportunity. I'll be honest with you. I started Wiggle Kids as a toddler program in my town recreation department. And for one reason or another, it was just difficult to find space consistently in one building in a certain time slot. And I knew that it wasn't going to have the opportunity to grow into something that would change the lives of more than just, you know, the 6 or 8 kids that came to class that week. So I came to the mall and said, you know what, you have a lot of empty space here. Can I rent one of them every Saturday morning to run a little class? And they said, by all means, take a whole space. We'll work with you. And so with their specialty leasing program, I've been able to open an entire studio here, and it's been wonderful. The mall's been very, very accommodating.
Kat, I want to give you a chance, because I didn't the first time around, to go through the different types of programs.
Sure.
We mentioned Drums Alive. I know you have yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said yogurt. But
yogurt?
Yoga.
That's okay. We'll tell the little kids it's that. We'll see.
Yoga. So I'll give you a chance to kind of talk a little bit more about the program, specific programs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, starting with the toddlers, we have Wiggle Tots, which is ages 2 to 4 years old, and they are just a hoot, I gotta tell ya. We do all kinds of stuff with them, but we give them a lot of flexibility. They need to explore. They need to have a chance to work things out on their own. So we give them structure enough to keep things safe, but a lot of free time to play with one another, and that's completely inclusive. We also have open gym time for them, where they can roam around and work in stations with others. If we move up to the next age bracket of elementary school kids, we have jumping beans, which is a class we do completely on those hippity-hop balls I was telling you about earlier. A ball with a handle. I mean, by all means, how much fun is that? So they jump like crazy and get all their exercise in. That is completely inclusive, ages 4, probably all the way up through, I think my oldest students that takes that class is in his late 20s. So we have quite a few students that do that one. We teach a rebounding class. For lack of a better phrase, they're mini trampolines. Everybody gets their own individual one, except a rebounder in the fitness industry, you don't catch air. You don't get really high on them, but you do get a nice bounce, and it works on your core, your stability. It really just kind of works on everything. What else do we do? The drums alive, I talked about, the cardio drumming. And we do have Creative Relaxation, which is a yoga program, mm-hmm. a therapeutic yoga program for all ages. We offer it for elementary school. We offer it for teens and adults. And we do an open gym time for the older kids, so they can come in and work on those social skills, playing large group games with each other. So we're adding more all the time. I could keep going on and on, because we do have some that rotate as the season permits. So sometimes we'll put a kids beats drumming on for a couple weeks, and then we change it out to a cardio dance program for a couple weeks, and then we'll change it out again and run a jump rope type program for a couple weeks. We have some that rotate. It's just kind of keep things new.
And how long are your classes?
45 minutes.
Okay. And you had mentioned that you were looking around for different kinds of programs for kids. What was the actual process really that got you interested in this?
You know, I have three typical children who have tried almost every sport, and I love it. I think sports are great. I never want to tell anybody that I think you should stay away from the sports side of things, but I think sports can be intimidating and challenging for a large population of children. And I've seen a lot of children get frustrated from fitness and exercise altogether because they can't master a sport. So I decided I wanted to go the route of finding really unusual things that children just don't see every day that they can be really successful with. I mean, I've never seen an exercise class where everybody hops and hips around on those hippity hop balls, or that they get drumsticks in their hands and get to drum things out. So I start searching the internet and trying classes and putting some of them together. Jumping Beans is my own creation. And Wiggle Tots is my own creation. The other ones are licensed programs that I have found just in my research and have really kind of dove into, gotten certified myself, and I'm able to teach now.
Are there any other places? I don't want you to give specific plugs and to promote your competition, but let's say in a general sense.
Sure.
Are there any other places that are similar to or on the Wiggle Kids model?
You know what? Right now, I'm yet to find one. I have found that a lot of different venues are willing to make modifications for those with special needs, but unfortunately, they're still trying to put the square peg in a round hole. They're mm-hmm. still trying to take their typical program and change it so that the child isn't still completely successful. So we're doing it reverse style. We're making sure that the program really doesn't have to be adapted too much. I mean, the children walk in and are able to do it from day one. So I mean, I would love to find more out there. That would be encouraging, but I'm glad that we're pioneering this whole concept and it's been taking off.
And is it safe to say that you tried to make this as mainstream as possible? I mean, not just kids with disabilities, but kids without disabilities.
Absolutely. That's the inclusion piece that we're so proud to say that we have. A lot of places, unfortunately, when you speak inclusion, it's usually the typical siblings of the child that has special needs. And a lot of times they're very comfortable with those siblings, so they won't show their true social colors, you know, when they're in a group setting playing. Here, they're meeting typical children that they've never met before or that they don't know in school or from their family. So it's really nice to see them make those connections with typical children and peer models.
I was curious because, you know, you hear a lot about different things being cut back on, for example, physical fitness, gym classes and stuff. Do you find anybody signing up for your programs because some of the schools don't have any kinds of or much in the area of physical fitness?
You know what? It's kind of funny. I think what we're seeing is that they're using it as an extension. Here in Massachusetts, we're very lucky that we're one of the very few states in the country that requires physical education in elementary level at least once a week, if not twice. I know my children get it twice a week. Mm-hmm. A lot of states have cut it out completely. So to me, to see that our children are still one of the states that are getting it regularly and they're still coming here at night, I think what we've been able to do is provide the social environment, give them the opportunity to take the anxiety of performing the physical task, and now they can come in clearly and do it and get the social skills to go with it. So yeah, we haven't heard that they're coming because it's not offered at school, because I think the school's trying to do a very good job of providing that. But I think it just takes it one step beyond. It puts it in the real world for them.
What kind of staffing do you have, and what kind of backgrounds do they have, just in a general sense?
We have, gosh, 8 coaches now on staff. We've grown quite a bit since we opened a couple of years ago. And it ranges. The coach that works with our toddlers is just a super nurturing mom of 2 of our own children. And, you know, one of my Drums Alive coaches is a licensed occupational therapy assistant. So that's her background she brings to the program. One of my other coaches is certified in senior fitness and aqua fitness, so she brings those expertise to her classes. So everybody that comes to us has something different, and we're one of the only studios in the United States that has 6 coaches on staff out of the 8 of us that are Drums Alive certified, which is wonderful. And the only two that aren't, it's because they're under the age of 18, so they're not eligible for the program yet, but they still assist us every way they can.
What is Drums Alive?
Oh, it is amazing is what it is. I teach it so much. I absolutely love it. It really is a full body, full brain. So you take a big giant stability ball, put it onto a stand, and you're given drumsticks. And so the instructor will take you through music and rhythm and movement, and you will drum out all kinds of different patterns to songs. Or we might put the sticks away and just use the ball to bounce to the beat. Or we might use scarves to learn how to juggle or bring out maracas and bells to learn a rhythm game. It really kind of has a lot. It works the whole brain, left, right, speech patterns, you name it. It's got it all involved.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really
it's
the up and coming.
It's not just drumming on a set of drums or anything.
No, and they have an academic beats program that I've taken into the schools. So now I get to put the kids' math and science lesson on the drums. And you want to talk about excited kids to do their math. I absolutely love it. They're really pioneering some huge things here in the United States. It's getting big.
What I'd like to do is give you a chance to give us your contact information, your hours of operation, your hours that you're open. Oh, and just one more question, again, for information purposes for people who are listening to the podcast. Are there any fees or charges or things that people should be aware of?
Sure. Thank you. We do offer two different types of fee or membership structure. You can pay a monthly membership. For one child, it's $39 a month. For two children, $49. For three or more, so a family larger than three children would be $59 a month. There's no contract. There's a one-time $29 registration fee, but it's a month-to-month. So at any time you need to cancel, we just turn it off. And or you could pay the drop-in rate, which is a $10 for a day pass. So if there's more than one class in that particular day you'd like to try, the $10 covers you for the whole day per child.
So this is well within people's budget, really.
It really is. Yeah. We've tried not to bring the prices up, but what we did is that we modeled it so that we've been open for about 2 years now. The business is paying its own expenses. We filed for our 501c3 nonprofit status, so we're waiting patiently for that to come back so that we can start doing some fundraising, and all the money that we will raise will go straight into the programming because the business pays its own bills, which
is
great.
Right. So now, your hours that you're open and roughly where you're located, well, besides the Swansea Mall, Swansea, Massachusetts.
You got it. If you park at the food court at the Swansea Mall, that's the best door to come in because you'll have the shortest walk. And conveniently located right around the corner from Dunkin' Donuts, which all our mothers love because they go get a coffee while the kids are taking class. But we're right around the corner, right behind. And our hours of operation vary. So I would recommend everyone checking our website, which is www.wigglekids.org. We are .org. And every month we put up a new schedule. Most of the classes for the children are at night, either 5:15, 6:15, 7:15, after school. And during the day, we work with the toddlers, and we contract work for specialty classes for adults with disabilities that come in from their day programs or field trips from schools. So we kind of reserve those day hours to do special things. So we travel into the community, and we welcome those to come here for field trips, so either or.
You know, I said this was probably going to be toward the last question, but something popped into my head, and it was actually on my list. And that is, the difference in teaching persons with disabilities versus persons without disabilities.
Yes.
Are there different teaching methods? Are they different strategies?
A little bit. You know what? I tend to think, honestly, that these should be rules that are followed with all children. I think the attention span of a child needs to be paid close attention to by the teacher. And so what we do is our class management techniques, if we use visual aids for certain classes, it may help them be more successful. We give directions broken down a little more simply stated, one and two step directions, so we're not throwing too much information at kids. So those with special needs are able to process, and those without are just kept on pace, you know, with a little better reinforcement. I just think it benefits everybody.
It's kind of a universal design.
I think so. I mean, honestly, we don't like to put a label on anybody here. We don't work with one specific diagnosis. There are some that are here with physical disabilities, some with cognitive, some with behavioral, and I don't want anyone to ever feel singled out. So we just kind of use our style as this is the way we do it here, and everybody benefits. So it works out pretty well.
I understand you have a sensory room. Can you Tell us a little bit about it. How does it work and what does it do?
Sure. Yeah, actually, in the middle of May of this year, 2014, we opened a sensory room that connects our main studio to our yoga studio. And we use it so that children who may need a sensory break or that are getting a little overstimulated during one of our drumming classes or are having a little bit more trouble than the others sitting still during a yoga class, they're welcome to get up and go into the sensory room and get that input or that break that they need so they can come back to class successful. And the kind of things we have in there, we have a nice big patio swing, we have a rebounder, we have a giant swimming pool full of ball pit balls, we have a giant wall that's all tactile fish. All my coaches got together and we decorated all different little wood fish with different sensory feelings on each one on the wall so the kids can walk up and touch them all. We have flowers that their heads are plates that Velcro to the wall so you can rip them off and put them back on. And they have faces on them so you can turn them in all directions and swap them on and off. Tons of little bins of fidget toys, a weighted blanket, noise-canceling headphones with some music. So a little bit of everything depending on what's going on with the child. But we have found that it works wonderfully so that if a child does, again, get overstimulated and need something, they don't have to leave the class completely and go home. And because, you know, trying to get a child into the car at that point is just, you know, useless. We want to make sure that they're safe and that they're able to concentrate on what's ahead of them. So it works out really well.
And they can deal with the stresses or whatever right away.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's not put off, escalated, and then a complete meltdown. We want these kids to be successful.
You know, I thought I remembered hearing, like, around April last year, and the other thing is to thank you for being a part of Autism Awareness Month last April 10th, which was here at Wiggles Kids. So I know on behalf of Community Autism Resources, I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
But also, I thought I heard something about the sensory room being in some of the ads and stuff now that you bring that to our attention.
I did. We've been really trying to promote it because we want those who have hesitated coming, even though we are known to be very inclusive, we're known to make those special modifications for students. I just think there's yet another level of child or young adult that needs that little something special that I want them to know that now, yes, we do have that sensory room. We do have a space that you have your privacy, you have a place that you can decompress, you have a place you can work on anything that comes up during class. So yeah, getting that word out there that we have it. And, you know, when you're a member here, it's great because maybe there's a night that you just need a room like that and home environment isn't providing it and you're not ready to take an organized class. You can come in and just go into the sensory room and have some time in there while we're running classes with the other children. So it's a great resource for families.
And this is definitely my last question. Is there any significance to the name Wiggle Kids?
Funny you should say that. Honestly, it just started with the fact that I have three children of my own and they're very active and they just wiggle all the time and they just don't stop. And you know what? I'm happy for that. I really am. They're active children. It's a good thing. With childhood obesity the way it is, we want kids wiggling as much as possible. So that's kind of where the name came from. It wasn't any scientific process, that's for sure.
Well, Kim Ferrara, I want to thank you very, very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about Wiggle Kids, and I really hope people take advantage and check it out. So we're going to end this podcast, I think, with we're going to demonstrate an activity that happens here at Wiggle Kids, located here at the Swansea Mall. And we're going to do a Drums Alive demonstration.
We are. I'm going to have you rock it out to some music if you would help me with that, Mr. Dennis.
I will. And I just want to also remind our listeners that the music used on A Presence on Your Journey was written by George Winston. And A Presence on Your Journey is a podcast of Community Autism Resources. Our executive director is Barbara Domain. And today we had technical assistance, and editing will be done by Nicholas Domain. If you want to listen to this podcast and other podcasts, you can go to our website, community-autism-resources.com. Please don't forget to put the dash in between. And you can also listen to us on iTunes as well. So until next time, this is Dennis Pulselli. Thank you.
You can start it at any time. Alright, so just rock it out to this part. Alright, so here's where we listen and play back.